WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A rock critic, Ken Tucker, says that few things are more exciting than coming upon a new artist with a fully formed sound and vision. He's found just such a new performer. Her name is Juliana Ray, and her debut album is entitled Something Peculiar. From it, here's Peach Window.
Juliana Ray may call this collection something peculiar, but it's really something pretty wonderful. This is the work of a woman who's absorbed everything from the Beatles to punk to girl group rock, and who's written a set of songs that speak to her own concerns, her own eccentricities and dreams.
I had a strange dream last night. You were there, and what an uncanny sight. You were staring into
Ray writes about real heartbreak and vivid romances. She sings with a sly throatiness that suggests a loosened-up Annie Lennox or a Carly Simon with spontaneous emotions and a sense of humor. That humor can be endearingly goofy, as it is on this loopy revenge song.
When you went on holiday, you left a trail of lies. Thinking I was blind and I would never realize. I know where you've been and who you've been with, but it really doesn't matter to me. As long as you're safe about it.
Juliana Ray started out as a New York-based actress. Her singing is anything but stagey, though. Her album was produced by Jeff Lynne from ELO and the Traveling Wilburys. Lynne's instrumentation is a little fussy, and he plays up Ray's Beatle obsession a bit too much. But Ray's talent powers past such mild reservations. Anyone who can come up with a refrain like, "We're gonna groove in ambiguity," as she does in a song called Limbo, has a real knack for pop phrase-making.
You say you wanna see me, but then you change your mind. You say we're meant to be, but it's the wrong time. Maybe I'm not the right girl for you, because I work too hard to believe it's true. But then I love all the crazy things you do. So I'm in limbo, I'm dancing in limbo. I ask you yes or no,
I know one male rock critic who said this album was nice but too poppy, which I think was code for too girly. If a man had made this album, I'm convinced it would have arrived with heaps of hype for its skill and candor. Something Peculiar is just peculiar enough to slip through the cracks, to get lost in the shuffle, and that would be terrible. Do me a favor, check this one out, okay?
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Terry Gross.